Welcome back to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. This week is a big week. There's a lot of games, there's a lot to talk about, and there's a lot of travel. So my co-host, Javier Gancedo, is not here. He has a special message for us. He's traveling somewhere. Javi, tell them where you are.
Hey, guys. Hello, EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge users. Sorry I couldn't make it to the podcast this week. I'm in Madrid. I'm about to interview Facu Campazzo as the MVP of November. But I hope that I can be back next week. It should be fun, and I hope that at least one of my centers plays and scores some points. Arale, Frankie, good luck, and make better trades than I did last week, all right?
So, Javi can't be here, but I have our first guest of the season, our first two-time guest of the season, Arale Weisberg, and I've come all the way to his hometown of Modena.
Yeah, it was a five-minute drive. Yeah.
So this week, there's a lot going on. It's a double week. There's six teams that are playing two games at home, six teams that are playing two games on the road. There's a lot to analyze. But on top of that, injuries everywhere.
Yeah, it's that time of the year. We are getting in December, and usually that's the time where, you know, there's fatigue and some teams, some players are overloaded and they get injured. And that's our time to pick the right backups. So it's very, very challenging and very interesting.
So it's a short week. People have to put their rosters in by Tuesday evening. So even though not all the injuries are confirmed, there's a lot of guys that we've heard may not be playing yet. Maybe by the time this is out, you may know for sure. Let's talk about some of the big names and what we can do or how we can take advantage of those situations.
Yeah. First of all, I think Anadolu Efes' situation is... I feel sorry for Coach Demjan because he has almost no tools now. With Clyburn out, Žižić, Willis, and Elijah Bryant. As far as I know, all of them are still out this week. So I would put my money on two players that have to play more than 30 minutes. One is Shane Larkin in the guard position, and the other is Tyreek Jones, the center. We didn't see any big, big games of Jones yet. Even though he was very good for a Coach Jan last year in the EuroCup, I think he has to step up. And if you have to take a cheap player, you know, in the area of four something credits, they have two very interesting names who you'll have to play. One is Osmani and the other is Ilmaz. Mm-hmm. So I think some bargains are set to be there.
There's a few teams that we'll see that have that. There's some big names will have to pick up the slack, and other small, cheaper players, let's call them, that we're not as familiar with but might make the big difference. I think that's also the case with Žalgiris this week.
Yeah, it's always the case with Žalgiris, even if they're with a full roster. And they have a very tricky game in Berlin. Alba also with many, many injuries. They weren't a top team even before that, and now it's the situation is even more difficult. We saw Lanovas exploding in the last game. And Keenan Evans, I think, is a little bit underperformed in the last game or two. I think it's his time to bounce back.
He is, for now, my captain this week.
Ah, okay.
and the one player who I'm looking at there who's cheap for credit, so I think we may step in for the injuries, because Brady Manek is already out for a month. Today we learned that Bukovicius is out for 2 to 3 months. So there's room in the forward rotation, and I think that it's the power forward there. Lavrinovicius, I didn't want to get the name wrong. As we're recording this, he'd already played 10 minutes in the first half of their domestic league game. I think that he's going to have to carry some weight. And the beauty, as I always say, get those guys that are playing on Thursday, or in this case on Tuesday.
On play T1, them. Yeah.
And you can always dump them for somebody better on the second half of the round. And I think this is a perfect example of that.
So you are counting on Lavrinovicius to become Lavrinovic. In other words,
that's the dream. That's the dream. If we're living the dream, that's the dream. Another situation we have is with Milan.
Yeah, Milan is only one injury, but it's half of the team with Mirotic. We still don't know how long he's going to be out, whether he's going to play in the first game, the second game, or nothing at all. If he's out, I'm not sure I'm going to take this player because he's a little bit expensive, but I expect Nicolò Melli to do very well, at least in the first game, because he's always good against Bayern, and it's the same position, and he's in good shape, so I expect him to deliver.
I believe he's only 11.1 credits.
Yes, something like that, yeah. My first thought was Vogtmann, but something is not working for him, and so it might be too risky. So Melli is my initial candidate.
And now you just told me right before we started taping that Frank Kaminsky may miss the game for Partizan.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's going on. I just read there's a site called RotoWire. They always give the biggest news and the hottest, and they are straight to the point. Before the players knows that he got injured, they already publish it. So something was written there about him getting injured. If he's out, then we have to think about Partizan's rotation in the front court, especially Caboclo, which is amazing. I don't remember many players joining the EuroLeague for the first time in the middle of the season in a team with big roster, with big coach and big expectations, and it just went there smooth. So he could be a nice choice.
There are also some signings coming up now. We have FS already to fill some of the holes, signed Mike Daum. Do you believe in general players in their first game are worth taking?
No, I don't. I don't. Especially players who never had a prior experience in the EuroLeague. Maybe veterans who come back to their former teams or played in the EuroLeague. Okay, I can consider it, especially in a situation like FS has. But generally, players, rookies, it's very difficult for me.
Well, I would agree with that, especially at 9.9 credits. I think it's a big risk.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll throw him in, but I would rather.
Can't you drop his price to 7 and we'll take him?
I can, but I think next week his price will drop. Yeah. And I think that's also part of the skill of managing your team, is seeing a player like that, understanding his skill, saying he's too now, he's not going to get the minutes, that price will drop, but maybe in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
When that price has come down to 8 and he's adjusted and has a role and people are coming back, then you can figure out when is the right time to take him and is he a difference maker. Right now, it's a bit of a risk, even if he's forced into those minutes.
Yeah, like it's like stock market.
Exactly.
In general.
Exactly.
I think the biggest dilemma for this week, for this round, will be picking a coach, because all games are widely open. And we mentioned Alba Jalgiris game, which makes Jalgiris a clear favorite, but it's on the road, so I don't feel very comfortable about it. I don't know who I'm going to pick. Do you have an idea?
I'm thinking maybe of taking Coach Lasso and Byron, because if Mirotić is out, mm-hmm. and they're home, that maybe that gives them a little bit of the advantage. But at this point, unlike some weeks, I'm looking for the 25 points from the coach that wins in a blowout. This week, I'm just looking for a coach I'm comfortable is going to win at all.
Yeah. Give me 10 points for fewer credits as possible. That's a good approach. And one more thing we have to remember. After this double round, we have a window of unlimited trade after round 13. So you can build your teams brand new. And when you make the substitutions this week, you don't have to take players on long term. Think about them only for this week.
Yes, I've started to dig myself into little holes each week, and I'm looking forward to the end of this week when yeah. I can start from scratch and build them. And I think I have 114 credits, so that's a lot to work with.
Yes.
But sometimes you're limited by guys who every week you're adjusting to an injury or this or that, and all of a sudden can't make all the trades.
Yeah, I think that it became a weekly moment that I'm thinking, oh, I should have gotten the unlimited trade this week because I want to make like 6-7 changes. So in 1 week, we're going to have it.
So who is the, of all the bargains we've discussed, if you get to that point where you have 6 or 7 credits and you're looking to get somebody, who is the player that you have a good feeling about?
Well, it's always difficult to take someone after he made a big game because you're fighting the war which is already over. But I can't go against Protida of Alba. He was remarkable against Maccabi, and I believe he should do the same against Jalgiris, because as far as I know, the injured players of Alba are not supposed to be back. So I'm going to trust him.
I think when you're looking at the players in that range, what you're looking for is talent and opportunity, and when they meet, and that's what he has. I took him last week in the same segment.
Congratulations for that.
Not on my team, just on the podcast as my cheap player. I took him, and I believe we said someone under 10, and then under 6, and I said Vanya Marinkovic, who's also had a good game and is on my team, because that's what you're looking for, guys like that. I was considering this morning Butkovic is thinking the same thing. Mm. There's minutes there. They're going to Alba Berlin. It should be a high-scoring game. Now he's hurt. I don't want to steal your pick or keep the same pick that I had, but I did pick Lavrinovicius, and that's who I'm hoping. Also, Yildirim from FS. Those are guys who, at the end, I'm going to build my whole team at forward. That's 4 points. I'm hoping one of those guys will give something. And again, the beauty of that is that they're both playing on Tuesday, so I can adjust.
Yeah, because that way you can put them in the starting six, and if they're not good, you can drop them to the bench. If they play on turn two, you're stuck with them whether they play good or bad.
Who is the superstar that you feel you have to have this week?
I have to go with Larkin because FS is so limited and he's in great shape, we have to say that. And he's going to face his old coach, Ergin Ataman, so he will be motivated. And the next game is against Alba, which is supposed to be also a high-scoring game. So my choice is Shane.
So I have, you can see, I have my notes. I've already had him on my team.
That's his name.
But I also have Keenan Evans, who we discussed, and I think that he's also in that category. I expect a big week from him. He's a little bit cheaper, but still outstanding player. Really coming into his own as one of the stars of the league. And I think this is a great week to have him. What are your approaches? Do you ever look at the games in the double week? Who plays? Are you concerned when teams play twice on the road? Does that bother you?
Yes, of course. You mentioned six teams playing only at home. It's very important. Also, to look for teams who play Tuesday and Friday. They have an extra day of some rest. And it could be very meaningful, especially with teams that have short rosters and some injuries. They need those 24 hours. So, take that in account. Don't take teams only on the road or teams who play against the best defensive or the highest quality opponents. And that way it will be easier to pick your favorite player.
So I will commit to tomorrow, right shortly before the games, I will publish on Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter, my team. So I have until tomorrow to make changes because I think that it's impossible to commit now when we don't know all the injuries, who's going to play, who's going to be available. It's silly to do it. And then, but I do plan to have Larkin. I already have Evans and I'm keeping him. We'll see what happens with the other guys and I'll build around that. Any moves that you think people need to already consider now, regardless of the injuries?
I was going to say, before we planned the show, I was going to say that Mirotić looks a little bit off lately. Maybe it has something to do with the injury. Maybe he suffers, and that's why his numbers were slowing down lately. I think Lorenzo Brown of Maccabi is slowing down because of Wade Baldwin's return and his dominancy. So I would advise to avoid him. Other than that, I don't know what to think about Eddie Tavares. I saw him last week in the game against Maccabi. He was not in the fantasy because it was rescheduled. He was like amazing, but the next game he was very, very slow. Something is not working there. He's not very stable, and for his price it's too dangerous.
And also I think what may hurt him is usually when you have a superstar like that, they get to play through it, but he has behind the best backup center in the EuroLeague. So if he's not playing great, then those minutes can disappear quickly.
Yeah, and I think just Matteo feels very comfortable with the fact that this time, this year, unlike any other season, he doesn't need to overuse him in the regular season. So he tends to rest him as much as he can, and that's not very good for us in EuroLeague fantasy.
So I'll ask you two more questions here before we wrap up. One is, you're an expert in Maccabi. Wade Baldwin has been playing great. This week, the two games on the road, do you think that he's someone worth riding for the two road games?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can't go wrong with him. We know that he tends to have some off games from time to time, but he had this off game against Madrid. And I think I saw on his body language that he's very focused, and Maccabi knows after six home games in Belgrade without fans, now they're going to meet fans again, not their fans, but, you know, it's a different atmosphere and you get much more motivated. I think Baldwin lives for these moments, and playing against Asvel and then against Bologna, I think it's a good opportunity for him.
And we've also spoken much about Larkin, but what we didn't speak about is he's now playing against his former coach, yeah. Ataman. How do you think that affects that? Will Ataman come with something that may be tricky to stop him? Will Larkin have some sort of motivation to prove himself?
I think it's more up to Larkin, because Panathinaikos in general and Ataman specifically is not very defensive oriented. They play, they will let you score 90 points as long as they score 92. So I think it will be Larkin's decision whether he's going to score 30 or not. And with Clyburn out and all those guys, he really doesn't have a choice.
There's enough shots for him to do.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
All right. Well, he's on my team, and my real dilemma is for captain Evans or Larkin.
Yeah, mine too. I have Mike James, not Evans, but I think I go with Shane.
I will decide on Tuesday, but I will make it public.
So I just hope he remains healthy until Tuesday.
That's right. Let's not lose any
with
more players.
With everything going in FS, we don't know.
Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week, hopefully with Javi back with us. And good luck. I hope that you have you make all the right choices this week, and we will see you soon.
Bye-bye.